Welcome to another moment in Maryland Black History, a partnership with the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of African American History and Culture here in Baltimore. I'm joined once again by Lisa Crawley, Resource Center Manager at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, with information about what happened on this day in Maryland Black History. Welcome. Good to have you back with us, Lisa.
Good morning, Mark.
On this September the 3rd, is it?
Yes, it is.
We are talking about today, 1838.
Yes. On this September 3rd, it was a Monday morning in 1838, Frederick Douglass escapes from slavery in Baltimore City. He awakes that morning. He gets dressed up in a sailor's outfit, wearing a sailor's hat and a sailor's scarf. He hires a hackman by the name of Isaac Rolls to take his baggage down to the local train depot. He gets down to the depot, and he literally hops on the train while it is in motion. He does not go into the station because he fears that he doesn't have the proper certification to get on the train, so he'll be stopped. So instead, the hackman gets his baggage on the train. He literally hops on the train while it's in motion. When he gets on the train, he makes his way back to the Negro car. And the conductor does not get to the Negro car till almost the train is in habit of grace. And when the conductor comes up to him, he says, "Sir, can I see your freedom papers?" And Douglass says, "I never carry my freedom papers to sea, but I have papers that with the American Eagle that will carry me all the way around the world." And so he hands him a seaman's protection certificate that he had borrowed from a fellow friend in Baltimore City. These were official papers that sailors carried with them. And so the conductor just looked at them briefly, really didn't, you know, just glance at them, handed them back to him, and then asked him for his fare. Douglass handed him his fare, and he was on safe ground temporarily. And then as the train goes on, when they get to Habit of Grace and have to cross the Susquehanna River, he has to get on a boat. He boards a boat, and there's a local black boat hand who strikes up a conversation with him and begins to ask him all kinds of questions. What's your name? Where are you going? How long are you going to stay? And he said he was asking him so many questions, he was trying to get away from him and to get to the far end of the boat as quick as he could. When he got back on another train, he said he saw two people who he knew. One was a German blacksmith. And the German blacksmith looked at him, but he couldn't place him. He said he kept looking at him as if he knew him, but because he was dressed in this naval outfit, he couldn't place him. And later on, he saw another man, a Captain McGowan, who he knew from a shipyard. He said the only thing that saved him that time was Captain McGowan was not looking in his direction. So he finally makes it to Philly. When he gets to Philly, he asks another black man, "How do I get to New York?" He's then directed to the William Street Depot. He hops on the train there. By that time, it's like late in the afternoon, Monday, gets on the train and goes to New York. And he arrives in New York Tuesday morning, September 4th. And he said people have often asked him, how did he feel? And he said he felt unspeakable joy. He really couldn't put into words how he felt once he got to Manhattan. He said, because when you're a slave, you're a slave for life. He said, and at one point he even wondered if it was God's will for him that he be a slave for life. He said, all I thought was I could be a father, I could be a husband. If I grew old, I could be a grandfather, but I would be a slave for life. And finally, he had his freedom.
So this took place in 1838, so he was already in his 30s when this happens, like 35 years old or whatever.
He was actually around 20.
Around 20.
He was actually around 20. And then he said, but when he got to Manhattan, the story wasn't over, because he's walking around in Lower Manhattan, and he runs into an ex-slave who he knew from Baltimore, whose name was Jake. And he called him Allender's Jake. Jake had been the slave of a Dr. Allender of Baltimore City. And Jake told him, you better watch out. He said, there are so many Southerners in New York City, you better watch yourself. He said, don't go asking about a colored boarding house, about somewhere where he could stay. He said, and don't go asking for work on the wharves, because they'll find you. And he said, after Jake told him that, he didn't know what to do. And that he just kept walking around, and night came, and he ended up sleeping on a wharf. Got up the next morning, continued to walk, and he said he finally confided to this man, whose name was Stuart. And Stuart offered him help. Stuart allowed him to stay in his house overnight. And then the next morning, like 2 days later, he ends up in the home of David Ruggles, who is the most noted black conductor of the Underground Railroad in New York City. David Ruggles was a free black man originally from Connecticut who owned a bookstore and was a pretty prolific writer in New York City as well, and one of the main conductors on the Underground Railroad. And while he stayed at David Ruggles, which was probably for several weeks, they were able to contact Anna. They wrote to Anna, his Douglas's fiance. Anna comes, and they are married by Reverend James W.C. Pennington. And then David Ruggles says to him, you know, New York is not the place for you to stay because there are so many Southerners here. He says, because you were a Caulker, you could probably make a good living as a, or find work at least, on one of the whaling ships in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And so Douglas and Anna then go on to New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Wow. And I think that this is just a story about Frederick Douglass. He always, I mean, he knew he was going to make this flight to freedom. And he often kind of criticized folks who didn't want to stand up and go fight for their freedom and run off. But he was clear he was doing it.
Absolutely. You know, because he said that he had tried before, actually, when he was on the Eastern Shore. He had tried 2 years earlier in 1836. And the plan was he was supposed to get away on a boat with three other slaves, but they were found out. They never even, you know, their plot was found out before they even got a good start. But he said once he got to Baltimore City, you know, all he had in his mind was how could he escape.
And he did.
And he did.
And the rest of the stories we'll be talking about a lot over the coming year.
Yes, we will.
So we've been here, once again, with Lisa Crawley, Resource Center Manager, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. To hear this moment in Maryland Black history again, or to share the podcast with your friends, please visit steinershow.org.
My name is Comfort Washington. I was born in Baltimore. Sold to a wealthy family there in 1834.